American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that silently spreads. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long.
The first responders saw molten steel. They heard explosions, for they were real. And we all watched a scene surreal. Those buildings fell with roaring blast. A demolition controlled and fast. Building 7, smoking gun, it tells the truth about what was done to me and you and to the world. It tells the truth.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Liberation Station Radio Show this September 11th, 2022. And we are pre-recording today, September 9th, 2022, with Richard Gage. Also, we'll be replaying the show on Republic Broadcasting Network's National Intel Report, September 14th, 2022, from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern. My show is Sundays, this September 11th, the first airing.
Chris will be live in the second hour. Stay tuned for this
to 1 p.m. Eastern. The site is theliberationstation.com and streaming live on Facebook. This pre-record, as we do on every live show, over at facebook.com/wearechangetampa. And also copied over to the Republic Broadcasting Facebook page, facebook.com/republicbroadcasting. So for this 21st anniversary of 9/11, we need to keep on those who are exposing it as the false flag it is. And I can think of no one better than Richard Gage, AIA architect. He's a 30-year San Francisco Bay Area architect and member of the American Institute of Architects. He is the founder and former CEO of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. He now leads the charge for a new World Trade Center investigation at richardgage911.org. Mr. Gage became interested in researching the destruction of the World Trade Center high-rises after hearing the startling conclusions of a reluctant 9/11 researcher, David Ray Griffin, on the radio in 2006, which launched his own underlying quest for the truth about 9/11. The organization he founded, AE 9/11 Truth, that's Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, AE911Truth.org, now numbers more than 3,500 architects and engineers demanding a new investigation into the destruction of all three World Trade Center high-rise buildings on 9/11. Quote, as an architect, he has worked on, most types of building construction, including numerous fireproofed steel frame buildings. Most recently, he worked on the construction documents for a $400 million mixed-use urban project with 1.2 million square feet of retail, parking structure, and mid-rise office space, altogether about 1,200 tons of steel framing. And 2014, he was on C-SPAN for 45 minutes, the most watched show edition of Washington Journal ever. And his podcast is Richard Gage Unleashed. Also has a Substack at richardgage911.substack.com, where you'll see that he's been making a lot of media appearances, even still today, just keeps on going stronger than ever. And I thank you, Richard, for going strong, of course, the cross-promotion, too, for this show and putting Republic Broadcasting on your Substack. And I'm honored to have met you twice, help promote your appearances by you and our Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth locally here in the Tampa Bay area, 2012 and 2016. And some may ask why I didn't mention an association to architects and engineers to 9/11 Truth. So now you're more liberated than ever to speak on topics of 9/11. Welcome to the show, and tell us how come you're no longer with architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth.
Well, thank you for being for inviting me, and it's awesome to be with you here also, and with our mystery guest down there, TM.
We'll have Trina Marie. She's a great activist here with the Truth Action Project. So she has a question, and she gave me a few questions. She collected from a lot of other 9/11 Truth activists. So we'll try to squeeze that in the 50 minutes that we have.
Well, great. Hi, Trina. Great to connect with you.
Hi, Richard. Great to be here. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you. There's the voice that goes with the image there. I outgrew my old nest. I think that's one way to put it. And I wanted to talk about the things that are happening today. In the last 2 years, we've been besieged with yet another false flag operation, which is what 9/11 was. And there's a long chain of such operations where one country attacks itself, in the case of 9/11, and then goes to war and manipulates its people to support such a war. So right now, a similar situation is happening, and I think people need to be aware of both sets of events. And there are parallels between them that are uncanny. And so I've been focusing on that work developed by Kevin Ryan, 11 parallels between 9/11 and COVID. And I've been giving this presentation around the country, and we're focusing more on it. We just recorded a 2.5-hour webinar with Dr. Madhav Asetti to get this information out there. He took the COVID side. I took the 9/11 side in that case. And so Gail and I are now working so hard together to get podcasts out. And she's been able to come on full time and do everything in the background. My wife and assistant, I couldn't do it without her. When my discussions about COVID became an issue, Spike Lee, who flew me to Brooklyn to record this 2 hours of 9/11 evidence. I gave him experts and I gave him photographs and videos. He was blown away. He wanted to put this half-hour presentation up on his site. His episode, final episode to air last year on September 11th. But he pulled it due to both media pressure and probably my comments, which he wasn't ready for that red pill yet. Apparently, he's been trying to vaccinate the black population in New York assist in that effort. So our PR consultant at AE 9/11 Truth, after this was pulled, determined that this would be a nightmare for AE 9/11 Truth, and the CEO's got to go. And unfortunately, more than half the board swallowed that argument unwittingly, and so I was liberated. So I, against my own will. It's a blessing in disguise. Gail and I are going bonkers. Doing 5 to 6 interviews a day these days. It's incredible getting out there more than ever.
And you're flying around, making a lot of appearances at various events. And
yeah, in fact, we're coming to Miami. Patrick Bette David is flying us there to appear on his wildly popular Valuetainment YouTube channel. So we're excited. That happens the 13th of September, just a week.
Great. Oh, great. That'll get you a lot of great publicity. But now, you know, just look at it as you and architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth are just different ships in the same fleet of 9/11 Truth Seeking. So,
and we have more cannons at our disposal than ever. I mean, it's a double-barreled shotgun at the hull of the ship of denial and the lies from the deep state.
Great. And so what's up with you, the 9/11 Truth Film Festival, and if you have any commentary on what maybe if you happen to know what Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth has been up to, or maybe you're too busy to have noticed. But what's up with both you and them, if you happen to know?
Yeah, no, I do try to keep up with what they're doing because they're doing great work. In fact, in about 2 hours, they're hosting a live presentation with several speakers at ae911truth.org. And then tomorrow, the Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry on Saturday at 1 p.m. Pacific is hosting a symposium that should last 4 hours with speakers from their board members, of which I am one. So I will be speaking there also with an update on the film that we're making, 9/11 Crime Scene to Courtroom. This takes the 60 exhibits of evidence that I've been developing over 16 years and brings them alive to the eyes and ears of the grand jurors, because we will be submitting it to the U.S. attorney to be given to the grand jury as part of, as a supplement to the original grand jury petition. So that's exciting. This will be the largest assembly, the most complete assembly of WTC evidence that's ever been put to film. And it'll be almost like a courtroom setting with experts and so forth. So that's very exciting. And I'll be updating on Sunday, September 11th, also about that in a major fundraiser that we're having for the film. This is the 9/11 Truth Film Festival occurring at 10 a.m. Pacific on September 11th, Sunday. We'll have speakers who will be coming in to help us honor the work and life of David Ray Griffin, who has let the 9/11 Truth Movement know that he has only a few months to live. So while he's still with us, we want to honor his work as best we can. We're bringing in Elizabeth Woodworth, who helped him create they were partners in the effort to create the 9/11 Consensus Panel at 911consensus.org. And these are a couple of dozen experts who were assembled to evaluate about 21 points of evidence. And we're going to walk through those points of evidence on Sunday. And then James Corbett is coming in also live of the Corbett Report to premiere his film, the third part of his film, False Flags, The Secret History of Al-Qaeda. So it's going to be a big day because there's other films as well.
Awesome. Yeah, James Corbett's great. You know, how he connects the anthrax attacks and the 9/11 and then the lame excuse for starting the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, which I'd like to ask you if you'd like to elaborate on now that you're getting more into COVID, the COVID false flag, and how that I don't know if you're aware that Florida has the worst version of it and encoded in our statutes here. American Associations and Physicians and Surgeons even says that on their website, and that's the organization, by the way, to which Dr. Peter McCullough belongs. But Model States Emergency Health Powers Act that allows for mandatory vaccination, treatment, quarantine, and all that. they say on the American Association Physicians and Surgeons website that Florida has the most draconian version. So I don't know if you'd like to comment on that, but James Corbett, connects the dots to 9/11, to anthrax, to the Model States Emergency Health Powers Act, to where we are today, how they're set up to be implemented. So 9/11 really was a setup for COVID and subsequent things that apparently they're trying to push, like the monkeypox scare, making it an emergency when very few are affected. So would you like to comment on that, Richard?
Yeah, and now Kevin Ryan developed 11 of these parallels, beginning with foreknowledge. If we know there's an event, people know there's an event because it's planned in advance. And this is the case in with drills, for instance. You know, we had no less than 40 drills mimicking many of the activities that ended up occurring on September 11th. Thank you. And I've got the list in front of me, as a matter of fact. And with regard to COVID, event 201, which foreshadowed, tabletop exercise a year before COVID broke out, it foreshadowed a major breakout of the SARS virus. And they even calculated what they would do to counter the truth movement as it developed around it, and vaccine hesitancy and so forth, and marketing their vaccines incredible conflicts of interest, where, for instance, in COVID side, we have the people in charge of the policies, i.e., Gates, Pfizer, and Fauci are the ones that are making the most money from the products that are mandated then by governments for people to take. So that's pretty darn incredible. On the 9/11 side, you have Cheney with no-bid contracts, and Michael Chertoff, who made out remarkably with his autopilot systems that were developed for use on 9/11 during the attacks. We have other insider trading in both cases with regard to the put options that were made, millions betting that the value of the airliners would go down and would have to go down the next day, or many, many more millions would be lost. But I'll just name the rest of them without providing all the examples. It's a two-hour webinar, if you want me to. We have the abuse of science in both cases. We have creating a climate of fear in both cases. A solution to the problem that was set up that's far worse than the original problem. You can use your imagination.
The cure can't be worse than the disease, Trump said, and then he gets COVID, so he has natural immunity, and then he gets a COVID shot, then he gets boosters, and he keeps pushing the boosters despite the...
Well, many people don't realize that on the CDC VAERS website, where reporting of injuries and deaths occur, there's already 29,000 deaths publicly available on the website. Does the media cover that number? Would people take the vaccine if they knew 29,000 people who took it died? And that's only 1% or 10% of the actual incidences, because most of them are not even reported. But that's not shown to us by the media whatsoever, or certainly acknowledged by the manufacturers of this death jab. So
the press just says the VAERS database is unreliable, and they don't ask the question, they don't beg that, which begs the question to anybody who has a conscience, well, why don't we make it reliable? Why don't we require mandatory reporting like other countries, say Scotland and the UK and Israel, and despite it being Pfizer occupied right now? there has to be, you know, those reforms that Harvard, when, you know, that Lazarus report that I saw you mention on the Chris Dante Harris rundown live show that I saw on your Substack, you know, that Lazarus report that you're mentioning, sites that were only getting about 1% reportage. So we have to ask, well, shouldn't we want to know? And I call up progressive shows and I ask them that. I just usually reach dead air, dead silence. You know, where's your conscience?
And my God.
Yeah, we need to, you know, ask for better. Look at what other countries can do better than us, and we're giving them this fascist, which progressives are against, but fascist liability protection, you mentioned.
Well, with regard to the remainder of these parallels that occur in each case, we have massive censorship on the part of the media. of what's really going on in each case, of alternative theories and science that comes out. It's not even allowed to be discussed. The shutdown is complete. In fact, the vaccine deniers are and the ones who don't wear masks are the ones who are hurting the other people instead of vice versa. There's false accounts by officials. There's extreme control of the narrative. There's no real investigation, such as Fauci's gain of function problem.
Right, holding one person accountable. That's what we need.
We can't even get that. And in the case of NIST and the FEMA reports, there's no real investigation there. They didn't cover the massive quantity of extreme heat in molten iron and the evidence of thermite and incendiaries and high-energy explosives throughout all three towers that came down. They didn't cover the evidence in the World Trade Center dust that shows nanothermite and molten iron microspheres by several tons of each. They don't show the explosive testimony of the first responders, 156 of which heard explosions before the towers ever came down. A seismic evidence, which shows that it corroborates those explosions. Explosions 10 seconds before the Building 7 came down. But back to the parallels, we have an elusive, powerful enemy in 9/11, and the terrorists, they could be anywhere. They could be in your neighborhood, a terrorist cell. And they're very powerful because they might even have biochemical weapons that they could unleash in a secret message from a cave in Afghanistan. Well, the same thing with the virus, right? It's you can't see it. They can't even prove the virus is real, much less do we have any control of it. It could be on the ATM machine buttons, and we could be infecting it and asymptomatically become a super spreader and kill grandma. So this instills a climate of fear, which we mentioned earlier. The control of information by top intelligence agencies and NGOs. The implementation of draconian policies and surveillance, like who Ed Snowden let us know. That happened because of 9/11, where our emails, our texts, our phone calls are being systematically scraped up. This is the completely unconstitutional, but somehow they get away with it, declaring an emergency. Same thing with mandating vaccines. It's the emergency use authorization that they manipulated into having a vaccine that's only tested by six mice.
Six mice? Oh, I feel bad for them. I thought that they'd... did they test it on the people first, or were those reluctant mice?
Oh, you got me on that one.
Well, then without any epidemiological data to show that, hospital rates. So in hospital, look at the hospital census and then throughout the so-called plandemic, case-demic, that the hospital occupancy was below 85%. Now, there's lots of statistics and studies, research that shows that they're only being overrun when it gets over 85, closer to 90% and above. What is your epidemiological data for taking away our Seventh Amendment protected right to prohibition against being deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law? And what is your epidemiological data for ending the lockdowns? So, yeah, it's been quite arbitrary because everybody who's done Freedom of Information Act requests for that data, they always, the municipalities I've seen, they always respond that they don't have any records responsive to those requests. So where's the data?
Yep, we can't get data from, that's another parallel, by the way, FOIA requests that end up empty or little breadcrumbs is all we can get. But we do have a positive success story legally with the Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry. Mick Harrison will will be updating us at the film festival. And what he, one of the things he notes is that a request is, which has been years in coming, and the judge finally ordered. He's on the verge of ordering through this series of successes, summary judgment requiring FEMA to shut up and produce the documents, thousands and thousands of them. So that's going to be very good as to how relative to their investigation of Building 7 and the Twin Towers. What?
I sure hope that FEMA will be reprimanded in that way. But, the attorneys sure have been patient to be so persistent this long.
Yeah.
Well, let's ask if you could hold on, if you have a list there, Richard. I just wanted to make sure I don't forget about Trina and have her ask her question. This is Trina Marie. I've known for, gosh, maybe 8 years or so now. She's projects manager and volunteer coordinator for Truth Action Project. So she's been very instrumental on exposing 9/11 over the years here in the Tampa Bay area. I'm glad to call her a friend and a very good activist. So welcome to the show, Trina. And what's your question for Richard?
Thank you. It's an honor. Thank you for inviting me impromptu today, as it were. I want to thank you both for being here.
Thanks, Trina.
We welcome you to Florida next week, Richard. I hope I get a chance to see you again.
Yeah, well, for those who don't know, let's let them know. I will be in Miami at 7 p.m. or 6 p.m. at a restaurant somewhere. And so how do people find? If you want to know when and where and come and see us, definitely contact me at my website, richardgage911.org, and ask me, where are you going to be at 6 p.m. in Miami on? Because I don't have that right in front of me.
Well, today, it's a little short notice. I don't know if I can make it or not, but I'll certainly get the word out
to my local
friends.
You have to drive all the way across that state, but I guess it's not so far.
Crossing down.
Down. I forgot the down part.
South. Okay, so Chris asked me this afternoon for some questions to ask you, and I have a few of my own, and I also spoke with several of my Truth Action Project colleagues before joining the show today, so I hope we have some time to cover some of those as well. With that being said, I'm honored to stand with you guys and be a part of the sector of the population who are paying attention and with the experts who are exposing the malfeasance in our country, such as those that you've been discussing. To me, the evidence being compiled is just so massive, and I personally find the tyranny we're living under an emergency, and we need to create our own quote-unquote emergency use authorization act.
I love it.
Because we need to fire back rapidly. I'm sure I'm not alone when I say that I can feel physically ill when I hear or read about the 9/11 quote-unquote official story under that guise of being the official story, when so many people like yourselves have exposed the truth and brought forth factual evidence, you know, like we're talking about, from September the 11th to COVID-19. I'm so glad we're expanding that narrative. So I'm going to get to my question. With so much access at our fingertips in this age of information, I find myself asking, where is the outrage of the American people once they've been exposed to these truths? So,
okay, well, Trina, we're going to have to pause right there.
Oh no.
Thank God. That gives me
got to make time. Sorry, okay. Sorry for the suspense. We just got to make time for one commercial here. Broadcasting Network has been kind enough to allow us to skip two of the commercials. So we'll be back
here
at Liberation. All right, yeah, bookmark that spot in your brain. Chris Steiner here with you, Liberation Station Radio Show. Richard Gage is the guest of the founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. We'll be right back.
All the way, we can help, we can understand, we all turn the effect on man, we are another way. truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
11, 9-11, what went down with Building 7?
And welcome back to the second half of the interview with Richard Gage. You're listening to Liberation Station Radio Show. Chris Steiner with you. The site is theliberationstation.com. We're streaming live on Facebook for a pre-recording on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreChangedTampa. And Trina Maria is on the air with us, connected up on this pre-recorded interview as a 9/11 activist and projects manager, volunteer coordinator with Truth Action Project to get the 9/11 truth out there. So, Trina, since you bookmarked that spot in your brain, pick up where you left off with your question for Richard, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my thoughts are we can't just let this false flag event be swept under the rug and ignore how much it has changed our world. So my question is, Richard, where is the most momentum in the 9/11 movement currently, and how can we achieve more momentum and grow our movement? How can we best inspire others to get involved in bringing forward this vitally important information to the people of the world that impacts not only Americans, but the world as a whole? I would say all of humanity. So how do we spark and build momentum in the movement to grow it?
Excellent. You know, I loved the project, I Am the Face of Truth, where our Facebook portrait is listing 9/11 truth right on our face. That tell me the gentleman's name. I didn't forget it.
Claudio Marti.
Claudio Marti started this, and you were part of that, and he has many
others. Yes, I was a big part of that.
Yeah, and it was just it's a huge opportunity to put 9/11 truth in people's faces. So anyway, projects like that continue to be thought about in memes. I've seen some incredible memes on the internet, Facebook in particular, that have been very effective. We have also podcasts that are increasing in number. I've got one now. My wife and I, Gail, are on the air, except for the month of September here, twice a week with guests, normally in the 9/11 Truth Movement, but also around the 9/11 Truth Movement. We've been talking about COVID. We brought in Dr. Lee Merritt and Dr. Merrill Nass, who I met when I was speaking about 9/11 at the Advanced Medical Conference in San Antonio that Dr. Rashid Batar hosted. So here we have people inviting 9/11 truth speakers into medical professional conferences. And G. Edward Griffin invited me to present the parallels that I just talked about earlier to that crowd of 1,000. And so this cross-pollination of truth groups, medical freedom and health freedom, in the case of on the COVID side, 9/11 truth, that's necessary. And I think it's a huge, you know, awareness bomb that can and is being deployed, because there are people in the 9/11 truth movement who just can't get that. While they were massively deceived on 9/11, they get that. They don't get that there might be a problem with regard to bribed officials and massive corruption and criminal activity with regard to the multinational corporations with regard to the vaccine manufacturers that pay 70% of the whole budget for media in advertising. So I think those are huge opportunities too. Chris?
All right. The multinational corporations without allegiance to any country who are allowed to stay open with their big box stores, and the liquor stores and the strip clubs were allowed to stay open while the main street was shut down, again, without any reference to constitutional process. And multinational corporations also like Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson. So that's what I'm trying to strike a chord with progressives, even though I've never been of any political persuasion. I've always, when I first decided to register in 92 for my first election, when I turned 18, was to be independent, because I learned so much dirt on both parties and gave it to the local campaign offices of each. You know, here's the dirt on the Clintons, on how they're working together, bringing in drugs, you know, things like were found in the Clinton Chronicles later, and, you know, the dirty Nazi money of the Bush family that suddenly becomes pristine, lily white clean once he runs for office and future generations run for office there in the Bush family. So, you know, I gave this information to local campaign offices of the Republican and Democrat, and I called them up later on to see what they thought about it. They said, yeah, we received. I said, I know you did, because I dropped it off, but what do you think about it? And they never got back to me, so that silence spoke volumes. And I'm trying to reach the progressive. I wanted to establish that to let folks know that, you know, progressives were so much for preservation of rights before COVID and after 9/11, seeing what happened with Bush and, you know, the weapons of mass destruction. And a lot of them are 9/11 truth seekers. I've been surprised, like, I think it was in 2012 at the event you're at, Richard, that there was a local talk show host who recorded it and produced the best video for it. And, you'll find that there are quite a few free thinkers in those movements. But, we need to, I think, keep pushing the point that it's the multinational corporations we're fighting against fascism, you know, global fascism by the multinational corporations. So if you're for centralization, your policies are for centralization of power, you're promoting fascism at this point in time, because they're running the show. So, and let folks know that I think even Israel is is occupied. So, you know, I wanted to ask you on that note, Richard, because Israel, I think, is occupied by Pfizer, and a lot of people listening to Republic Broadcasting Network are so such good critics of Israel. But, you know, I don't know if you might have been hesitant to talk about it as the CEO of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, and to avoid accusations of maybe being too political or even anti-Semitism, but do you see Israel's fingerprints on 9/11?
Well, their fingerprints are on 9/11. It's not, and you can, people can read Christopher Belin's work on this subject, Solving 9/11. But it's not something that's helpful for me to dig into deeply, because if I stay and focus on the forensic, scientific, overwhelming, irrefutable evidence, proof of controlled demolition, that's what's going to speak louder. That's what got us so far in the last 16 years, educating millions and millions and millions of people. So telling them that Israel's involved is only going to be offering them the opportunity to label me with yet another label, anti-Semite. So I don't need to be doing that.
And it's a way for it's a way for people to close the door in our faces.
Yeah, and I've had that happen.
A lot of people.
Yeah, to marginalize us.
Yeah, with that, can I ask another?
Sure. Yeah, sure, Trina. I was just going to invite you to follow up.
Okay. Well, this is a little bit. This kind of expands upon what the two of you were talking about, and I just want to say, yeah, I believe totally in crossing, quote unquote, reaching across the aisle, as politicians say. I don't really align with any political party now either myself, but I just want to extend that olive branch to anyone that's listening, and I know you're doing the same, Richard, with trying to get all of us working together and everybody pulling in the same direction. I just think it's really important for all of us. That's what we're trying to do, you know, wanting to do at Truth Action Project, is highlight your work and all the good works that everyone is doing and exposing these state crimes against, you know, our republic. So yeah. With that being said, the next question I have comes from our new president, Chuck Fall, out of Portland, Oregon. And I spoke with him earlier today. And his question, Richard, is how do we break through the false narratives? Chuck has heard you say, Richard, that we need real change with the evidence that we are not being told the truth. You know, it's quite overwhelming we're not being told the truth. So how do we achieve change when the media is controlled by the power elite? How do we get our message out? And what should this change look like? Like, is it a change of Congress, or is it a change in the people? What do we really have to do to free ourselves?
Yes, the good questions. Who is what is Chuck the president?
Chuck Fall is now the president of Truth Action Project.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Hi, Chuck. In case you're watching,
thank you.
The change happens when one person takes responsibility. In 2006, on March 29th, I was hit over the head when I listened to David Ray Griffin on the radio. I mean, I was shocked to my core. I was outraged, actually. I was very angry, speaking of that term you used earlier. And I knew I had to do something. They had lawyers for 9/11 Truth. They had firefighters. No, they didn't. They didn't even have firefighters for 9/11 Truth. But they had scholars for 9/11 Truth. Mm. I knew I had to do something because there were no architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. And here I am holding the bag, right? It's like it fell on my shoulders. I've never been an activist. I never spoke in public. I never did a PowerPoint. But I knew I had to do something. So it was one step at a time. And over 16 years, it yields 3,500 architects and engineers demanding a new investigation. So that's and reaching millions and millions of people with over 700 radio interviews now. They just stack up, and they're very powerful ways. So anybody can start a podcast like Gail and I did and interview people who know more than they do. And put it out there on YouTube until you get deplatformed, and then put it in other places. And so, barring that, maybe that's too much of a technical challenge. People can send the RichardGage911.org link to every architect and engineer that you can find and everybody else that you know. That's something anybody can do. And that's how the change is going to happen. It's going to be Chuck Fall getting involved in Truth Action Project and encouraging people to come and volunteer and get out in the streets and table and download the brochures from our website and print them. They're downloadable. They're printable. Our RichardGage911.org brochures with all the evidence in there. It's
and copy some DVDs. Is that okay to?
Yeah, the DVDs bootleg? Are all copyable.
Yeah, JB Hawkersmith out of Atlanta, also on our board of directors, is sending out some of us some of your new brochures. So
yay.
they should be arriving in my mailbox today or tomorrow.
Now those are my old brochures. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just so everybody knows, these are old AE 911 Truth brochures. I happen to have 1,000 of them. I it's not appropriate for me to give out those brochures, so we put them to good use. You guys, this is an incredible organization, AE911 Truth, and they are continuing to do great work.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so
great to have something to. Oh, sure, just a moment, Trina. Great to have something to put in people's hands, and I knew right away when 9/11 happened, thanks to the false. As I was going to work, watching it on TV, thanks to the, three, at least three others I knew of in my lifetime, like Waco, Oklahoma City, and. And the 93 World Trade Center bombing by, the Egyptian army officer, I think his name is Ahmed Salem, that he was handled by the FBI, and that was a story was even published in the New York Times. So the skepticism that you two are raising, Richard and Trina, it's for the new generation, many of whom are progressives. And they're so used to now their whole lives, the freedom fondles at the airports and so many other acts of tracking, tracing, databasing, that it's being normalized with all the ridiculous official stories in the school textbooks. So you're really helping folks with their discernment. And I wanted to point out the importance, getting that white propaganda out there, because so many folks don't even know it exists. And I found with handing out DVDs, CDs, that people are more likely to take a look at them if you charge them, say, 25 cents just for the expense. If people are charged something, even if it's a minute nominal amount, they're more likely to value it more. And instead of just saying, oh, there's that DVD on their bookshelf that someone gave them at the sporting event, then they're more likely, knowing that they paid a quarter or something for it, then they're more likely to pop it in their DVD player one day.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Trina. Did you have more to add? And
I do, please. And thank you very much. It circles
about
back 13, around.
13 minutes left for this final segment.
Okay. Thank you. It circles back around to what Richard was talking about, the various scholars, the firefighters, the lawyers that are now involved that we've seen come on board in the 9/11 movement. I'd like to find a way for all of us to collaborate to try to help find our way out of, fight our way out of this paper bag we find ourselves in, this conundrum we're all in facing down. So if anyone out there is listening, let's find a way to collaborate and all work together. But the question I have coming up, Richard, is more about the American Institute of Architects and the code of ethics that all, when you mentioned scholars and professionals, I'm sure all of these professionals have a code of ethics and a code of professionalism. So how can we hold them accountable when they've, you yourself as an architect have brought forth this evidence and factual information to them, and you've presented it to them about these building collapses, and they're basically not doing anything about it. So wouldn't that be a dereliction of their professional duty and professional standards? How can we hold them accountable to upholding the ethics that they are supposedly supposed to uphold?
Yeah, it is a big dereliction of duty. And one of the ways is to challenge them. And when I was at AE 911 Truth, we challenged the American Society of Civil Engineers, who hosts a publication called Journal of Engineering Mechanics. And 2 days after 9/11, there was a paper submitted. The rest of us are in shock, right? And this gentleman, mathematical wizard, Zdenek Bezant from Chicago Northwestern University, submitted this paper, which 2 days after 9/11, think about it, it became the theoretical basis for 21 years for NIST's failure mode of that building, the Twin Towers. So there, people like Tony Zambodi decided to hold him accountable, and we supported him. And it's taking years. I mean, it is grudging work. And by the way, Freedom of Information Act requests are another great way for those who have the patience and the funds to support an attorney to file lawsuits after they don't respond to the original requests adequately, because they hardly ever do. So it's a lot of bulldogging.
I just would want to interject there briefly, Richard, is that two episodes back on the High Wire with Del Beachery, there's a new legal strategy that they outlined. If folks want to go check that out, Attorney Aaron Seary, you know, is involved with getting the Pfizer data released, and rather than waiting 75 years that they'd wanted, that the that they'd asked the FDA for. So I recommend folks go check out that edition of the High Wire with Del Beachery. I think it was wasn't the last one, which was September 1st. It was August 25th, 2022. And I'm just still going over that information, but it's a new legal strategy. So if folks want to check that out, about how attorney Aaron Seary, working for Informed Consent Action Network, which is headed up by Del Beachery, how they've won so many victories that they outlined the list of on that edition of the High Wire.
That's
so
great.
Maybe there's something there that would be helpful for you.
So in the case of the civil engineers, what was done was an ethics violation that was alleged. We filed an ethics violation just to say, hey, wait a minute. Tony Zambodi proved that Zdenek Bezant's theory is all wrong. And they said, well, sorry, we can't publish this. It's out of scope. Wait a minute. It proves that the original paper that was filed that's fraudulent is doesn't work. How could it be out of scope? So this resulted in back and forth for years, and now it's a lawsuit, or it's like very likely to be very soon. So anyway, how do you get hold their feet to the fire? That's an excellent way, and thanks to the excellent work of Ted Walter in that case, and Tony Zambodi and Richard Johns, Gregory Zudelinsky, they are making progress in holding their feet to the fire.
Great.
I don't have such patience. I like to get on the radio and talk to the public. I don't want to deal with bureaucrats.
Right. And by the way, that question came from Dale Pierce, former firefighter and veteran.
Yeah. Hi, Dale.
Yeah. So that was his question for you, Richard. And he's really big on the code of ethics. And I'm really glad to hear the team is that we have a team out there that's pursuing this, because if indeed, you know, it needs to be put right back to them again, you know, and
well,
again
the same
and
thing
again
with the firefighters, because the Boston 9/11 Truth brought Seattle firefighter Eric Lawyer and Seattle captain firefighter Raul Angulo, who wrote the book on how to fight fires in buildings. We had an evidence booth there for their 3-day conference, and we showed them Building 7 coming down, and we showed them that, gosh, don't you go into burning buildings and put out these fires? Yeah, we don't have to worry about these high-rise fire-protected buildings coming down on us whatsoever. But wait, NIST says this one did come down by fire, in fact, in 7 seconds. With small fires, in fact. So we pointed out in that case, holding their feet to the fire, the National Fire Protection Association, we got 300 people signed up on the list who visited our booth. It's incredible. So that's yet another opportunity, and Eric Lawyer is leading that charge with Protecting All Protectors Alliance to hold NFPA's feet to the fire.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks to them. And Richard, we have just about 3 minutes left. I have to ask this question for the sake of a lot of the audience. Certainly explosives and thermite were used. Do you think, do you maybe feel more free to comment on other things right now, maybe like Dr. Judy Wood's arguments, maybe other technologies used to pulverize the remains?
Felt free to comment on DEW and nuclear weapons at the towers. In fact, I wrote the four-page FAQ, which is over at AE911 Truth, on Dr. Judy Woods, and we ripped the theory one end from another. And we don't have time to go into that, but I think it's FAQ 13 at AE911truth.org. The DEW is another FAQ, which has been addressed. So, yeah, I'm not concerned about addressing those issues.
All right. Okay, I wasn't aware of that. I see the California fires, directed energy weapons, I think, caused. And because, the flammable material doesn't catch fire and the non-flammable does. So, I don't know what to believe. I know it'd take an awful lot of power. All right. Well, that was the one question I think that the audience wanted to have asked. And Trina, I'll let you continue with any other questions that you think are good.
Well, how long do we have? I don't want to run us over.
About 2 minutes left.
Let's see. The other question was about, how do I word this one? Can you describe, Richard, the interior of the World Trade Center towers? And were those buildings really the buildings of all buildings that we've been told they actually were?
Well, they were novel. The engineering was unique for the time. They grouped the core columns, 47 of them, around the elevator shafts and moved the rest of the columns to the exterior in the structural design, yielding a 60-foot wide open office space on each side. That was really incredible. They spanned that 60 feet with lightweight steel trusses. So NIST acknowledges that these structures were quite strong and did their job. They faulted the fire because the airplanes knocked the fireproofing off was their claim, which is ludicrous. But
that is absurd.
Yeah, and so because of that, the steel was more vulnerable to the fires, and we don't have time to go into the whole problem there, but on my website, richardgage911.org, there is a great documentary, 9/11 Explosive Evidence, Experts Speak Out, which goes into a lot of detail about that. It's a great, great video.
I was going to reference that very documentary. That's
good.
A great
That's all
one.
The time
That's
we have time
one.
For.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I apologize to interrupt you, Trina. We're
no,
just
no
running
problem.
Out of time here. Thanks for joining us, Richard Gage, and all your hard work and keeping going so strong. Folks can keep up with you at richardgage911.org, and also the Substack is richardgage911.substack.com. So, Richard, thanks, and you're always welcome back.
Thank you so much, Chris. Thanks, Trina.
Thank you. Thank you both. Good night.
You too, Trina. This is Chris Steiner, Liberation Station Radio Show and National Intel Report on the September 14th edition, the September 11th edition of my Liberation Station Radio Show every Sunday on Republic Broadcasting Network from 10 a.m. to noon Central, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, all take great care.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.